Blog Talk Radio.
Never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time.
Born and raised a Christian, I believe that there was only one path to God, and that is through Christ. But what if I was wrong? I can't be wrong, because the Bible says I'm right. If I were born a Muslim, I would take a different path to reach God. If I were Jewish, I would believe Christ died on the cross and that was it. My journey to God would take me down yet another path. If I were an atheist, then all this talk of a higher being would be nonsense, because we are all part of the universe. Life revolves around random coincidences in which I have no control over. If I were an atheist, I would wonder to myself, what are all these religious people fighting over? What is the big deal about this higher being called God? Why are people willing to sacrifice their lives over their concept of a higher power? It seems like every religion claims to be correct, yet the only proof provided to their followers is through faith. They claim to have all the answers, yet no overwhelming evidence, just pure faith. Faith can be beautiful. It can transform positive changes in people's lives. It can also be used in evil ways to manipulate others and take possession of their mind, body, and soul. It seems as a faith bunch of words defined by different people, meaning different things. There are so many different interpretations of the Bible. Maybe you weren't meant to understand it. The Bible is basically the word of God written by man. What makes it different from the other sacred religious texts? Everyone's religions share many similar components. The main mythology is they all claim to be the path to this higher being referred to as God. They all claim to have the right answers. None are willing to be held accountable if they are wrong. It seems like every devoted religious follower is willing to give their life over to their concept of God. The more spiritual fit you are, the better your life will be, because you're a submissive being held captive by this higher being called God. Many people devote their entire lives searching for an understanding of this being in order to live productive into certain value systems and perceptions and that were passed down through generations. Their one perception of God is the only way they know how to live and are willing to cling on to their belief no matter what. They do not know any other way of living and don't dare question the value system and philosophies in which they were raised. Their minds are closed off to any other notion of a higher being than what they were taught growing up. They are unwilling to accept any new ideas that challenge their core beliefs. in this sense? Does this make religious people ignorant and blind to face the harsh reality that perhaps their perception may not be as accurate as they are trained to believe it is? It seems every religion has a theory that is based upon faith rather than a scientific method. In this sense, couldn't science also be considered a religion? The concept of evolution is based upon empirically based evidence that religion lacks. Scientists have proof of their theories and require evidence rather than faith. Not trying to single out any particular religion, but many people find it hard to accept that God will come down to earth as a human. Science also proves death is the ultimate fate and that we all must encounter it alone and there is no coming back from it. Turning water into wine and parting seas seems to be just a bit much for some to digest. Is it really wrong to question this authenticity of the Bible? The Bible's concepts have not been challenged to this very day. How can a book written in a different time period, be relevant today? How can a book full of fables and science fiction type stories hold the answer to living life in today's world? The world and people are constantly changing. Bible remains the same. Life is all about change. We are constantly evolving, but yet the Bible holds the same principles and perceptions throughout time. It's not just the Bible, because many sacred religious documents share these same traits. Every time a new religion is born, other religions attack it and demonize their principles and followers. It seems that anything that challenges our perception of God is seen as wrong. We are unwilling to accept that maybe there is a fiber of truth ingrained in another religion that contradicts our way of believing. According to our belief system, we are right. Therefore, we are going to heaven. On the other hand, anyone that does not believe, that believes differently, is wrong and going to hell. We will never know the truth until our demise. It seems the only thing that we can agree upon, we all believe in it no matter which God we believe in, even if we don't believe in a God at all. We are all bonded by death, yet torn apart by our perception of God. Death is the only one sure thing that we can agree upon, because it's happening every day and all around us. The end is near for all of us. We all must face death someday, and we all must face it alone. We have plenty of evidence to support that. We rely on faith to comfort us from this undisputable fact. Death brings us together, while religion tears us apart. We can agree on the fact, or we can all disagree on what happens after death. Science believes we are energy. According to the law of thermodynamics, energy is constant. Therefore, we are constant. Religion believes its energy is soul, and it moves on. Science believes its energy returns to the universe. Where does this energy first originate? Science has no clue. Science does not have a clear answer to this question, yet religion does. So here we go again, on the spiritual merry-go-round of beliefs and theories that go in circles. God is in the middle, with all these religions swirling around him, making it fuzzy and difficult to see the real picture. Could it be possible that we are overthinking this concept of God? Maybe the answer that we are searching for is right in front of us, but yet we refuse to see the answer because we get stuck riding on the spiritual merry-go-round of religions. Perhaps God is that one figure in the thick fog standing alone, while the religions are the fog causing a smokescreen, blinding us from the truth. Consider for 1 minute the concept of God as a simple higher energy source with the ability to do anything. He is responsible for everything. We basically were not designed to understand it. Our human brain is only equipped to process a limited amount of information. Our minds and our biological brains can only process a limited amount of data. How are we meant to understand a being that is much more complicated and complex and that goes beyond those boundaries? Religion complicates the process of this higher being by coming up with these theories that designed to fit into their belief system. Minds are designed to process and place information in familiar categories that make sense to us. This concept is like a bubble that we are in, and information is taken into that bubble and transformed to fit our perception. Religions agree on the existence of a higher power. Religions categorize this belief with their own theories. During this process, we close our minds to all other possibilities and focus in only on one way of thinking. We use our faith to shut down all other doors that challenge our spiritual conception of God. Could this be considered ignorant? What I mean by this is we are accepting one particular religion as the ultimate truth and rejecting other theories of God because of our faith. By assuming that there is only one path to God and that is our way is the right path, and assuming that everyone else is wrong, considered ignorant. This concept applies to all religions. I'm not trying to single out one particular religion. Basically, when we accept a concept and a set of principles based on faith and reject everything else, we are closing off our minds and rejecting other hypotheses with no scientific data. The main difference between science and faith is that science is always revolving. New data and research is constantly challenging old theories. Religion is pretty much set in their ways, and the only requirement is faith. Exactly what is faith? Could faith just be an illusionary aspect created in our minds? My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated, live from Orlando. And you know what? Before I go to a break, because I was planning to go to a break, I want to do some for all my lady listeners out there. This one goes out to all the ladies out there. I'm going to do a love poem, and this poem is on my albums, The Heart of a God. I'm not sure, hopefully soon. But anyways, this is called The Ballerina Dancer. We're going to hit this up, then we're going to go to another poem that I have with music that's part of my album, and do our commercial breaks, and then we'll come back on the backside with spoken word. Here is The Ballerina Dancer. Her beauty is magical as her hair waves in the air. Every time she dances, I can't help but stare. The music starts playing. Inside my mind, it's emotionally raining, but I'm not complaining. The way she moves her body is just so amazing. She is the ballerina dancer that is dancing in a dream. Her touch feels like water in heaven flowing down springs. The ballerina dancer has managed to dance her way into my heart. Watching her move her body as her legs spread apart. The sight of her dancing, describing her beauty, is like writing a biblical scripture. When she starts dancing, I can feel her love. It takes me above the universe. As I move back and watch her rehearse, they say that love is a curse, but I'm addicted to every verse. Trying to think of her first and not let all my emotions burst. I see the ballerina dancer dancing every day. The sound of the music takes all my problems away. Behind her eyes lies such a beautiful soul. But our faith is something we can't always control. The ballerina dancer makes me lose my mind. Every time she starts to grind, the curve of her lips and her hips blossom like tulips, with so much passion spilling out of her fingertips, like a seed being blown around in the wind, just waiting for fate to eventually hop in. I would move heaven and earth to prove to her my worth, a love that has been reincarnated long before our birth. Her love sets me free, and she is the only thing in my life that makes me happy. The ballerina dancer has seduced my mind. I can see her grind all the time. Every time I watch her dance, I can't help but think romance as I take a chance and hand her my heart. Because it's a bit of pieces and all torn apart. Her love takes me beyond the atmosphere, and I would do anything to have her right here. Just having her around helps me see clear. The ballerina dancer, she looks so fine. The music has taken over my mind, and I wish all the time that she can be mine. I can see the ballerina dancer dancing at night in a dream. The movement of her body so peaceful and serene. And every time she dances, she looks like a queen. Gods are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a god so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. Gods can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a god shines steady in the night, reflecting off a spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a god, your soul will transcend. The heart of a god beats strong like a drum, and if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day, how can we not need a savior to take them all away? The heart of a god pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a god sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on. Growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good. Temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a god, so pure and divine. Let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a god beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a god just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
Where are you? I'm right here. I'm at the Buick. I don't see a Buick. Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
Hey, what's up, all you business owners, all you entrepreneurs? This is your boy Gilbert Sines from Spiritually Reincarnated on NHISG Network. Let me help you take your business to the next level through advertisement. We have plenty good shows. We got plenty of good shows on here. We got sports. We got interviews with probably your favorite football players, and we also got other big name companies that are also advertising with us as well. Don't be left in the dark. Come. Let me help you take your business to the next level. We are here. Our number is 866-543-1875, extension 700. Again, let me give you a minute so you can write that down. Our number for advertisement, if you want to take your business to the next level, is 866-543-1875, extension 700. Just ask for Princess Cooper. Or you can go to our website. We have a website at www.nhisg101.com. Again, let me slow down a little bit. www.nhisg101.com. Come check us out and let me help you help take your business to the next level. We'll be back with more Spiritually Reincarnated right after this.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107. Every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
It's the sweetest name.
Love your hair but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it, love it.
USI Never Had It So Good, 101.1 Radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music, The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday, talk radio with the best host in the business, sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper, Never Had It So Good Radio now on 101.1, and it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
Power within ourselves is ingrained deep within our consciousness, and it's our mission to find it and utilize it. Through words, poets are able to transform their thoughts about the world and things they have witnessed. My poems are very deep, and they contain a lot of emotions. Through my poems, I'm able to create words that represent my inner struggle and perseverance. Through my poems, my soul is able to transform and connect my mind to my physical body. Free your mind and release your soul. And through God's words, I invite you to become spiritually reincarnated. You know, I want to welcome everybody and thank you for listening to the show. This world that we live in, our country is being, my country and our, you know, probably most of the people listening because we are worldwide. But the United States of America, we're under siege by ignorance. This idiot that we call the president is in the office, and you know, his followers are very loud. You know, have a very strong voice, and you know, basically a lot of their opinions are based on the lies that this man says. You know, he spreads propaganda, and he does that through his followers. I'm not one of his followers. I will never follow an idiot like that. I go my own way. I choose my own path. And to all you people that are sick of all this crap going on in Washington, you're sick of all these lies, you're sick of seeing this fat orange piece of crap on TV every single night, and you walk alone and you speak against them, and you're powerful enough to go out there and vote, and you're an activist, you get involved, this poem is for you. It's called Authenticity. And you know what? Don't let the world mold who you are. You be yourself no matter what. Be strong, hang your chin up. This poem is called Authenticity. Walk your own path, follow. Don't be stuck in yesterday and live only for tomorrow. Sometimes in life, it's your pride you must swallow. The deep waters in life will eventually be shallow. To walk your own path, sometimes you have to be as quiet as a mouse. Or you can follow the herd of sheep into the slaughterhouse. To be a true leader, you cannot just follow the pack. Keep walking alone, even if no one has your back. Sometimes walking alone means you're going the right way. But with your words and actions comes a price to pay. Don't be like a lost sheep and just stray. If there's an obstacle on your path, then move it out the way. Most people in life cannot appreciate the too great or qualities of their trait until it's too late. They will try to suffocate the quality of your faith because their pride and insecurity is rooted in hate. To be a leader, you should not have to prove it to anyone. Your true image will appear in the outcome. A true leader can afford to be blind. One must gain from the lessons they learned in time and continue to move forward, or they get left behind. To be a great leader, you must be comfortable in what you are and let your dreams guide your soul and take you far. The path you follow is the one chosen for you, and God will provide you strength for the struggles you go through. Go against the grain can make you insane, but your path will lead to a much higher spiritual plane. Keep on going and don't ever stop. It's a constant climb to get to the top. The most difficult climbs lead to the best views. Keep on climbing to no matter what you go through. We all have qualities that others desire, so they will hate instead of admire. It's just a small part of this world that we live in. The path sometimes can be dark and so unforgiving. It's kind of like a battle that you just can't seem to win. But stay true to yourself and don't ever give in. Only a few can appreciate the qualities that you possess because somehow they feel that they are less. In order to succeed, you must bleed and learn to read between the lines and recognize all the signs. Others will never appreciate the strength that you possess because their eyes are blinded by all your success. Always keep fighting and don't fear the unknown. Keep walking your path even if you have to walk alone. All of your life, others have seen you as strange. But now that you're older, it all seems to change. Walk your own path and do not stray. Your fate will guide your soul and show you the way. The path alone is the hardest path to walk. Don't be intimidated by what others talk. It may be tough at times, but walking out alone. It may be tough at times, walking out alone. But let the light coming from your soul guide you back home. I want to dedicate that poem to to all the brave people out there, all the ones that aren't brainwashed by this whole process. This world is an evil place we live in, and we're surrounded by evil every day. But you know what? Don't be a part of that evil. Don't be a part of it, and don't be afraid to speak up against it. And I will speak up against Trump to the day I die, and I won't stop. And you know what? I have no regrets for it, and that's my belief, and I stand by it. And if you don't like it, well then you're free to leave, or you're free to believe in your own way. I'm not going to judge you. You can go ahead and judge me, but I'm not going to judge you. That would just make me stoop down to that level. And I'm not about that. This show's about love. It's about unity. And that's what this country needs right now. We just don't have the right person or people to give us that right now. All my poems are not peachy and nice. A lot of them are real, and some of them are dream-based. This is a poem I wrote about hell. And I had a dream, and I felt in my dream that I went to hell because it felt real. And this is what I saw there. And this poem is called My Journey Through Hell. This is my journey through hell, that place where the angels around demons dwell. Dark and hot as ashes sprinkled through the air. The heat is so intense that it strips your soul bare. There are fires burning around in every place. It's that space where souls must atone for the sins that they face. When in hell, I saw souls in trouble as their flesh burned off their bones and began to bubble. My journey through hell, it felt so desperate and alone, constantly trying to get back to God's kingdom. The force of the wind as it blows sin in your face, and all you hear are screams echoing from every place. A man of God, I thought I had nothing to fear, but his presence is nowhere to be found down in here. I stumbled on his path, I tripped and fell, and that began my journey through hell. It's kind of like walking on an empty eggshell, praying that God will help me prevail. I encountered a demon with a ram's-like head, and everything he touched turned dark and dead. He showed me the lake of fire with desperate, drowning souls, with demons hitting their heads with sharp dagger-like poles. The demon took me to the edge of the lake and pushed me in. But Jesus Christ died for every sin as he raised my soul to a higher dimension. When Jesus took me to heaven, I saw God at the gate, and through his son, I could accept my fate. Hell is a place where God's presence disappears, and all the dark angels attacking three, surviving off our fears. I had a journey through hell because God showed me it's real. And if we continue our ways, it's our souls the devil will steal. The gates of hell lie dormant, searching for a new soul to torment. A lower dimension where God is nowhere to be found, buried beneath darkness, way beneath the ground. Hate and torture feed this dimension, and keeping your soul there is the devil's intention. My journey through hell, grace, into a dark, unsettling place. Agony and pain ignite the flame inside this lower spiritual plane. I can hear the cries when I close my eyes. We must not be fooled by the devil's lies. I lay witness to the fate that will await those that participate in this madness we create. Every day we live in sin, but when you sell your soul to the devil, he will always win. Through Jesus Christ's body, he had to sacrifice, Now my soul is protected all of my life. My journey through hell seems endlessly, but the Holy Spirit's light lives inside of me, protecting my soul for eternity. And I know we had to get a little dark there. That was my journey through hell, so that kind of had to be dark. And you know what? I want to kind of do, I know I haven't, well, I only done one love poem today, so I'm looking for another one that I can do. I'm not having any love right now. I'll tell you what, why don't we do this? We're going to be back on the backside. We're going to be back. I'm going to come back with a love poem. And, of course, I always take us back to I always take us out with a love poem. So once we come back from the backside of this break, we're going to close up the show. I got a couple more spiritual ones. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. And I'm going to close this out. I got a couple of love ones to do. So we'll be right back right after this.
Poetry is not dead as long as poems continue to be read from the creativity parts of a poet's head. Poetry says things that need to be said. Poetry can be part of a biblical scripture. Poets use words as canvas to paint a clear picture. Poetry is an art form of literature. In poetry, we talk about our emotions and feelings, yet others talk about their struggles and how to break through glass ceilings. For a poet, words are like gold, and through them, our stories are told. The art of poetry will never die. Through new generations, poems will only multiply, withstanding fate as time passes by. Poetry is not dead as long as thoughts keep flowing through our head, and through poetry, our messages are spread. Poetry inspires every book and quote as it comes out of a poet's throat, bringing us new ideas that we can invoke. Poets write about their struggles and dreams, and throughout history, poets are the most amazing human beings. Poetry is in every corner and occupies every space. Poetry is that place where poets express the hard times they face. Poetry is alive as far as the eye can see. It's the basic foundation for describing humanity. Poetry's popularity may go up and down, but as long as there is sound, poetry will always be around. God can express his words through a poet's writing, and through poetry, it's God's words we are reciting. The echoes of poetry can be heard through eternity, like the Holy Trinity, creating words that last through infinity. Poetry leaves an imprint in time, with words that define exactly what is going on in our mind. It's a form of communication describing mankind. With poetry, we are able to express all of our stress and explain how we survive this world's mess. Still able to pass time's test as we confess and address the mistakes we made along the way. Poetry isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. Poetry is not dead, and I'm living proof. Through my words, I let loose an ambitious social recluse. Poetry is a form of mind stimulation. We use word segregation to send a message to the next generation. Poetry is not dead, so don't even start to grieve. Poetry is still alive as long as poets still breathe. The death of poetry is nowhere in sight. It still has a pulse as long as we read it every night. Poetry will live forever because it's here to stay. Poetry is not dead. It will never go away.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids, and in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
As species, we evolve, acquiring knowledge upon our state of consciousness, learning from past generations, passing down hypotheses that can either be validated or rescinded. It is in our nature as human beings to want to be able to explain the unexplainable, describe the indescribable. The very fabric of human nature is in the here and now. While we are beings and we are living in a state of consciousness, we must make the most of our time, which acts like a barrier and limits us. Our body will eventually shed, releasing our soul to be free. Our soul is energy, and according to the law of thermodynamics, energy never dies. You know, the day that I found God was the best day of my life. It was like kind of finding a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow and wanting to share that gold with everybody. And I call this poem, Through the Eyes of God. Let me grab a pen and paper so my words could shoot out like a vapor. I'm a poetry creator, a reality escaper. I can't begin to define the end of time in a rhyme, but that's fine. Can you imagine this surprise? Seeing the world through God's eyes, looking through a glass box, seeing everyone everywhere as they stare and glare. They know you're watching, but just don't care. You know everyone and everything, for you are the ultimate king. I can't even begin. As I see this world through sin, bound to fight, I just can't seem to win. This earth spinning, out of control, lost in darkness, like a lost eternal soul. Imagine if time did not exist, seeing all the truth and all the realness. Would I ever be able to rest or handle the stress if I could see as far as the east meets the west? I obey, yet I continue to stray in dismay as I drift my separate way. If God were here, what would he say? So I pray every day and listen to what God has to say. If I were God, my words would shoot out like thunder. People would wonder and treat others like we treat our own mother. If I would just listen, instead of reminiscing and being stuck in a bubble, I would get out and fix all the trouble. Our hands weren't built for wounding. They were designed for healing, just like our hearts are made for feeling. Our bodies weren't designed to hold a grudge, just like our minds were not created to judge. Imagine being God for just one day. It must be hard watching this world waste away in decay, watching people stray farther away, unorganized and in disarray. I wonder exactly what God would say. He sent his son down here to earth. We murdered him, yet celebrate his birth. What was his life really worth? To me, it meant something. Yet to others, it means nothing. I could see God's fingerprints all over the place. His love for me gives me grace, yet I see him in every space. I can see him right now in your face. That is my poem, Through the Eyes of God. I'm going to take a little take a drink of water. My next poem is kind of like an old love poem I wrote a couple of years ago. It's called Everlasting Love, and I hope you enjoy it. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to take a drink real quick, and I'm going to say the poem, Everlasting Love, from my book, Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place. It's that sensation that I get every time I get lost in her eyes. Her love runs through my veins, making my heart come alive. The reflection from her soul lines up my day. Deep inside of her takes all my pain away. Everlasting love that exceeds our expectations. Our love is stronger than all temptations. Her voice echoes my name every time she speaks. Her love takes me higher above the mountain peaks. Her heart is like it's made out of gold. And our love only gets stronger as we both grow old. Everlasting love that is here to stay. The type of love that carries my heart every single day. Her love feels warmer than a hot summer's day. And no matter what happens, her love will never fade away. She is the type of girl that wants everything in life. The girl that was eventually destined to be my wife. Sometimes in our life, love just comes out of the blue. It's so hard to find that person that is just right for you. Living every day, just trying to achieve my fate. Then, out of nowhere, appears my soulmate. Everlasting love. As we both reunite, she stalks my dreams every single night. How can I fall in love with you, but how can I not? The moment I saw you, my heart couldn't stop. The feelings that I have for her will never go away. My heart echoes her name every single day. When she is around, I can feel the connection. And when she kisses me, I can feel her affection. She is like an angel falling out of the sky. We both spread our wings together and learn how to fly. Two Roman souls united by their love. She consists of all the things that my dreams are made of. Everlasting love ingrained deep in my heart. Neither time nor anything can tear us apart. Before we met, I was just chasing a dream. As our love flows together like water flowing down a stream, a love that was destined by our fate, and it still transcends after we both reincarnate, like a tsunami bursting out of the sea. Her love stole my heart and totally conquered me. Our love both drifting in the current of time, as the essence of our love just feels so divine. Like a pearl getting swept away by the waves in the sea. Her love floats in the tide for eternity. everlasting love, drifting deep in the sea. The spark of her love will always shine upon me. That poem is called Everlasting Love. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You know what? I'm going to do a short poem here, and then I'm going to close this out with a love poem. Let me just take a clear my throat. Again, I want to thank everybody. Go to our Facebook page. Like us on Facebook, Spiritually Reincarnated. Check me out on Facebook. Check out, I have a video out called Lake of Knowledge and Wisdom. Check that out on Facebook. I got close to 25,000 views. Check out Gilbert Saenz. My last name is S-A-E-N-Z. Again, S-A-E-N-Z. Gilbert Saenz Poetry. Check that out on YouTube and Facebook. Facebook, I believe I got like 20. You can check out my video on both, but Facebook, I got like close to 25,000 views on my video. And I got maybe about like 8,000 or something like that on YouTube. I haven't advertised there on much, been able to advertise there much. But check it out. Again, Gilbert Saenz Poetry. You know, like my Facebook page. Also, I have an album coming out soon called The Heart of a God. Be on the lookout for that. My book, Spiritually Reincarnated 2, that place. I don't know when that's coming out. But, you know, several things to be on the lookout for. I'm going to take us out with a love poem. But before we do that, I'm going to take us out with a breakup poem. That's right, man. Everything's not peachy and rosy around here. You know, we're real. And life is not always about the pleasant. And sometimes things don't work out, and we have to say goodbye, you know, respectfully. And this poem is called A Special Goodbye. Without her love, I feel so much pain and despair. I want her to know just how much I care. It's such a rocky road that we both went through. And now I'm picking up the pieces of my broken heart living without you. I saw God's fingerprints whenever I looked into her eyes. The sensation of her touch makes my body paralyzed. Innocence, my feelings for her ran deep. I used to dream of her every night when I sleep. I feel helpless like water just flowing down a creek. What we had was something deep, so much more than just lust. I know deep and down she was someone I could truly trust. Her love was my cure for whatever I went through. I'm trying to heal now that I lost you. The hurt in my heart will always burn on. And I struggle to live my life now that you're gone. I have to confess, and it's hard to say, that I hurt so much every single day. Like a wounded soldier coming back after fighting a war. I feel defeated, and I don't want to suffer anymore. From the Lord of the Rings to the King of all kings. She was the angel haunting my dreams. Through her eyes, paradise lies. I will miss laying my head on her beautiful thighs and hearing the angel cry. I saw God's presence all over her face. She is something that I could never fully replace. Without her in my life, I feel like an empty shell. She is the one that lifted me out of hell. I got too attached. I have to confess. If I could only go back and clean up my mess. I loved her. I think. I just don't know. So I must set my heart free and just let her go. As we both spread our wings and fly, I bid to you a special goodbye. And I know that was a little bit depressing. So you know what? I'm going to take us out. I want everybody have a safe, have a safe weekend, and remember, you know, it's all about love. This is a no-judgment zone. You know, 1 hour a week, you can hear spiritual spoken word. I know I was a little bit political today, but probably watching too much news is what it is. But usually this is just 1 hour where you could just get away. And poem that I'm going to do for you now, I'm going to take us out, so I want to wish everybody a good night and a safe and a happy weekend. This poem I have memorized because this is my favorite poem. This poem goes out, if you're like me and you've had it rough in a love game, you know, you had your heart broken, you had bad things happen to you, don't give up, keep searching, someone for you is out there, and you know what, this poem is for you. Sometimes this love game makes me wonder, will I ever find a girl who loves me as much as I love her? When it rains, there will be thunder. As love pulls us under its spell, like living in a mental fairy tale. Only time will tell as demons dwell, living in an illusionary hell. We both get down on our knees and pray, just letting God's fate take our souls away. Like water flowing down the petal of a rose, connected together are two beautiful lost souls. The love game can be beautiful, like a clear autumn day, but it will only be that way if you learn how to play. The love game is known to swallow your heart whole if you let your emotions take complete control. The passion in her eyes as she stares at me, her love flowing through my veins relentlessly. The power of her touch makes me fall to one knee, and eventually I will ask her to marry me. I waited so long for her to arrive. She brightens my path to God, makes my soul come alive. In this game of love, you must take a chance by putting down your guards in order to find romance. Once our eyes met, I knew she was the one. Our souls united, seeking God's kingdom. The love game is something we all must play, but things don't always end up your way. The game of love is built. The game of love. The game of love can be dangerous at times if you cross those emotional lines. Through all the past heartaches that I had to go through, it was all worth it now that I found you. Love is not just a simple game to play. Let God guide your relationship every single day. Sometimes in the love game, you have to wait and see. Where finding a mate is your ultimate destiny. Love is something you can't force to happen. It is purely based on mutual attraction. Before I met my soulmate, I've had a long, painful past. But once I met her, my life turned around really fast. Trying to test fate and find my soulmate, trying to find her love before I spiritually reincarnate. I would do anything for her love, whatever it takes. And I've learned a lot through my past mistakes. The love game is something that we all must play. And if you're lucky, you'll eventually find love one day.
Come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
Sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go, to anywhere I fall. Sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.